I actually had a better memory for plants than I did for people's names. I could recognize people by their features and forget their names. Or sometimes I remember their names by the fact that they had a certain plant.
Yes, association.
Yeah. Yes, association with a strong memory and the detail and that sort of thing. Association does help in the recall. No doubt about that. Now, I used to say I'd get to Genesis first and then I'd, but lately I've been forgetting the Genesis even. And I'd get somebody else to prompt me. But that's, I always said that to my wife, if you remember it in the middle of the night, don't worry, you have to tell me. Write it down. Write it down. I find that after a while, sometimes recall is comparatively quick, other times it's getting slower all the time. Well, I've been retired for 20 years, so actually I have a touch with plants. Except for a few things that I kept for myself. That's only a small part of what it's possible to learn about plants and women. Crops.
Did you do much in the way of botany at school?
I had a mixed science course at secondary school. It was a district high school at Waimate in those days. And I was actually one of the first pupils of the full high school when it was fully integrated. But it had been a district high school, a notable district high school for 50 years, I suppose, from 1982 to 1929, anyway. Not quite that long, but... And I've really lost the track of thought.
You're talking about your schooling in high school.
Yes, high school. There was we had dairy science and agriculture science, and we had just the general principles of botany and that sort of thing. And amongst the older books, one teacher had quite a few books on advanced studies in botany up to MSc level, and I carried those books. I was able to obtain those books, and I carried them for years on plant physiology and advanced botany.
Did you always know what you wanted to do?
Well, the idea was that I should follow in grandfather's footsteps and become a school teacher. But then, at the beginning, I left high school, or was due to leave high school, in 1930, just right on the beginning of the Depression. And both Christchurch and Dunedin Training College just closed. They closed earlier than most other classes. So there was no chance of getting into teacher's training. I know some of my associates carried on at secondary school and did an extra couple of years and later gained entry to teaching. But I don't really know. I think that underneath I wanted to get out and work with the land. And I worked on quite a lot of farm operations, and I learned to know and understand most of them, and both the arable farming and the sheep husbandry and those sorts of things. And the dairying, I got to have the smattering of them all one way or another. I was keen, and then Then when, during the Depression, I worked on the, in the harvest fields and worked on farms. I never wanted for a job. I was always able to get a job during the Depression, which I was more fortunate than others, but than some. But I was able, being single, I was able to travel and even went into gold prospecting at St. Latago, and from that led me into the orchard business down there, and then I came up to Nelson, and I worked on tobacco and the hops and fruits again in the Nelson area. And then seasonally, I would go back down south again and do some wool classing, and then the wool classing followed into the harvesting. And then in the early 30s, I decided to go to Christchurch and see what I could do in the way of horticulture. And I think that was about the time as I made up my mind. But I had a chat with the men in charge of the parks in Christchurch, and there were quite a number of the older men who'd carried on working during the Depression years, I suppose. I don't know. Some fine old tradesmen who had a wonderfully broad knowledge, and a depth of knowledge that was rather, well, comparatively rare, and I gained a great deal from just following around their nursery or their gardens or their whatever it might be. There was some that specialised in tropical plants and others that specialised in roses, and then the Nairn's nursery is a big nursery in Christchurch. And
so Nairn, N-A-I-R-N.
Yeah.
Was that any relation to the Nairn who was doing gardening here very, very early? There was a Nairn, can't remember what his Christian name was, and he was a horticulturist here in New Plymouth.
Yes, I'm not too sure about, I would think they probably were, because as I understand it, they were related to the Nairns of the desert transport in the Holy Land.
Right.
And also with the local ones here.
Right. Because they were responsible, weren't they? There was one of the Nairns who was responsible for planting the trees at Ratanui.
Yes.
I think. Am I right? I can't remember.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
George will be able to confirm that, I think.
Yes.
The others have been retired so long.
Yes. Anyway, I deviated the conversation from the gardens in Christchurch and how you were talking with people and you decided to...
Well, in the Christchurch, I had every little opportunity to work, and I had work breaking in sections in one place, and a piece of ground behind the brewery, a little brewery where I used the hops for improving the soil, and I grew just the common lettuce and cabbage and cauliflower plants and sold them for a few pence a bundle.
This is during the Depression?
During the Depression, yes.
So your training, did you go to a college? Was there a college, or did you do an apprenticeship, or how did your training occur?
Well, it's rather remarkable that I didn't go through any of the set procedures, which in those days was the Christchurch Botanic Gardens or Dunedin Botanic Gardens were the two leading ones in the country. And I did approach the Christchurch people about work, but they couldn't place me at the time as I went there. and I worked with a distant relative who had a cordial manufacturing business, and the peak season I worked for him. Working was the modeling and the distribution of soft drinks throughout Canterbury. And I haunted the botanic gardens and on the weekends, and quite a few private gardens I used to spend time in just to learn about the plants and so forth. And then Mr. McPherson, who became in charge of the botanic gardens while I was there, actually, he had an inquiry from a Mr. Shrubson, who was a nurseryman and had a shop sales in Castle Street, for a head gardener for a sheep station. And from what they'd heard, they thought that I would fill the bill. So I went up to Waiau in the Amuri County, which is a more or less an isolated county up on the tail end of the Nelson Province, but with main access to Christchurch and Canterbury. And I spent 3 years up there, and it was there that I took a correspondence school in horticulture. Of course, it was organized by David Tannock in Dunedin Botanic Gardens, and with the assistance of the university down there. And so I went through their course, and rather than, I don't know that there was too much else that was available. Anyway, I made inquiries in Christchurch over the time and time again to different people. Surprising how many of them came back to me. Terry Jones of the Kohai Nurseries, he had been trained in Christchurch and also at Kew, and he had developing a nursery in St. Martin's, Christchurch, and he sent a message to me to say trainee was going to leaving for Kew, and would I like to take on the job of nursing and salesman? And so I went down to Christchurch. Well, that immediately put me back in where I could contact the university people and the gardening people, and gained just that much advantage. Some of the well-known names of those days was Charles Fowler, 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 he had headed the school of forestry, the first school of forestry, but he was then, at my time, he was botanist, was Canterbury University. And I studied dendrology with him, and then Lance McCaskill he was with the training college, and he was later professor at Lincoln, and he was an exceptionally energetic man, a very strong conservationist, and after my friendship with him was just invaluable and spontaneous, which really thrilled me and gave me all the encouragement. Otherwise, I was a little bit shy about sitting exams or doing anything, really, I suppose. Oh, still am. As far as some of those things are concerned, I just assume I keep in the shadows, but... Do you have a break?
Yep.